Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is our last show of 2015. Yeah, I almost had you, didn't I? Don't lie. But yeah, we're going to stick around for a while. So we got big plans for 2016. Walt DeMartini is going to join us from the Gomez Hilton momentarily. No telling what might happen next year down there at that little establishment. Of course, Jerry the Diver Guy just announced our little excursion down to the Florida Keys. But I kick off Hour 2 with our good buddy Neil Watson, the dive god, who's going to share a little adventure plan that we have to explore the island of Cuba. And Neil is on Scuba Radio right now. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Back at you, and Happy New Year, the whole thing. I know you're...
Absolutely.
You know, this is the time where we kind of reflect on a great year, look forward to some new adventures, and I know that's what you're kind of in that mode for right now, and we've been talking about this behind the scenes for a while with the, you know, the restrictions of flying to Cuba becoming more and more lax under current administration. Now might be the time to finally get down there and do some... you know, diving exploration. And actually, Junior, Neil Watson Jr. has already been down there, what, a few times or what, Neil? What's been going on?
Neil Watson Jr., my son, was down there 4 or 5 weeks ago, and he said the diving is outrageous. He was just blown away. I mean, there's a huge area on the south side that apparently has been a marine preserve for 50 years and just teeming with marine life. He said the wall starts at like 35 or 40 feet and just a sheer cliff, and he said it's just spectacular.
Wow.
So I figured I'm kind of jonesing for an adventure for 2016, and who better to share that adventure with than my buddy Greg Holt and Scuba Radio.
Well, there you go.
Figuring let's put something together and have some fun.
Neil knows there's no one else has the flexibility as I do, so that's why he's saying that. But that's okay. I'll still take it. Because it's an opportunity to dive with the dive god, and what an honor that would be just to go anywhere, let alone Cuba. So, you know, I've heard these reports that the diving in Cuba is quite impressive. If for no other reason, the locals there just don't have the capability to dive much. They don't have the luxury or the money or the equipment or that kind of thing to explore those reefs and things. And therefore, they've gone kind of had very little impact on them whatsoever over many, many years. And kind of give you a little taste of what the Caribbean was back in the early days before we knew what was out there, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, not only that, they've been very diligent in protecting the area, which is great. You know, I mean, the fines and restrictions on taking anything is incredible. You know, they don't slap your wrist there, you go to prison. So
yeah, you lose your wrist. You don't have a wrist anymore, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly,
right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they just announced that they just cut a deal, Cuba and the U.S. government, with opening commercial air flights. There's like 110 flights a day out of the United States, and there's like 12 categories. And you know, I'll go down under the Guy Harvey Outpost umbrella, and we'll do some lionfish research and
right.
some fish counts and whatever. And and smoke some Cuban cigars and have a little Cuban rum, and I can't think of a downside so far.
You haven't said one. Yeah, you definitely haven't shared any downside to that. Yeah, you know, I have had the luxury under the guise of media to be invited down to Cuba before, and I almost did it a few years ago, and the reason I didn't is, well, first of all, I didn't really want to rock the boat with any governmental issues, you know, that kind of thing. However, really what it was all about is like, well, if I went down there and started telling everybody how great Cuba was and you couldn't really go there unless you had some special permission or whatever, I almost felt a little guilty about it. So I kind of exactly. held back, and I was like, well, let me wait. And now, like you said, they've loosened the restrictions quite a bit, and you don't need a huge, I don't know, you don't need a big excuse to go down there at this point to be able to get into Cuba, and it's becoming much, much easier to do so under several, you know, whether it's environmental impact type stuff, media, or there's a bunch of things that you go down there and do it legally and maybe in a positive sense on several levels. So I love the idea, Neil. So what have you found out so far? What have you found out so far about specifically, you know, like which place on the island should we go or what area?
Well, I've got a buddy that's a prominent lawyer in Puerto Rico, and he's got his own plane, and he's been going there for years, and he's given me some contact information. But also, I just talked to Neil Jr. a couple of days ago, and there's a guy right here in South Florida, a big diver, and he puts together groups mostly for Europeans and Canadians and whatever.
Right.
But right after the holidays, I'm going to get with him and figure out everything we got to do to put it together, and let's hear some feedback from your listeners. I think this thing will fill up like 48 hours. All of my friends that I'd mentioned it to said, "Put me down. I'm on board." So it should be a hoot.
Yeah.
But if you can't do that, we're also starting both at South Florida Diving Headquarters and Slates, which are both Guy Harvey, you know, expedition properties. We're going to start every month doing a full moon night dive treasure hunt.
Okay. Full moon night dive, which that means what you or Slate are going to moon everybody?
First, I was going to do some night dives, and then I was going to do a full moon trip, and then I was going to do a treasure hunt. So I thought, I'll just throw it all together. So it's a full moon night dive treasure hunt. We go out at dusk. We'll have some coins down, just kind of like Ocean Fest, the treasure hunt. Hopefully
right.
everybody's a winner. Some great prizes, and everybody that's entered will also be, or that participates will be entered into a grand prize, which right now looks like it's going to be a trip to Galapagos.
Wow.
So it should be a hoot, and then there's going to be an after party, you know, after the night dive. And so it should be a lot of fun. It'll be a reoccurring thing every month.
I love it.
There's full moons every month.
Yeah, well, they you know they have a
one-time thing, and
you know down in the Keys, especially they have full moon parties down there for all the dive locals. I know every month.
Big time.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff, especially amongst the local community. Yeah,
it's January the 23rd, the first one, and then you know every month we'll have a schedule, and it'll all be up on the GuyHarveyOutpost.com site sometime next week. And it's been having some exciting stuff. I mean, I was over with a film crew, Brazilian film crew. I think I mentioned last time I was on, doing the Hammerheads and the Dolphins. Had an amazing time.
Yeah.
Neil Jr. Is getting 4 and 5 a day now. We haven't missed a day since, like, the 1st of December.
Wow, with all the Hammerheads.
The big guys. And, I mean, these guys make... I mean, I love our Caribbean reef sharks, but they kind of look like sardines down there with with these hammerheads, man. These guys are just massive. Massive. Just
well, yeah, they're like, we're talking like 14, 15 foot long sharks, if not even longer. Am I right?
Yeah, we got them 16 feet.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, the big females, man, they are something. And just beautiful and graceful and docile, and, you know, photographer's dream come true, man. We're jamming over there with it.
Yeah, well, and when those big animals twitch, like when you're filming them, I remember this time when a great hammerhead just twitched a little bit towards my camera, And I may have just messed my wetsuit just a little bit there, you know, but that's just part of the excitement of it. But because when he twitched, it was like his whole body moved instantly because they can just move on a dime with their hammerhead.
Yeah,
like,
man. They're wild. They do this big arch kind of thing. It's like, I guess, you know, because they just have peripheral vision, so they're turning all the time to see where they're at, I guess. I don't know.
They look kind of goofy. But when you see them,
experience.
Something that big twitch at you, you're like, whoa, no, not food. I'm good. And then you just hold your camera up there. It's quite an experience and get a great shot for sure. All right. Well, obviously, we're running out of dates already that we're going to have free because we're going to be diving every weekend or every week, it sounds like, in 2016 so far. We got more coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yes, happy new year to you. I believe those are feral cats in the mountains of Virginia with Jerry the Diver Guy. Do you have to step on them to have them make that particular pitch there, Jerry? Or how are you working that exactly?
We give them moonshine.
Moonshine, of course. A little bit of spring water, and it would make anything start singing. So there you go. Happy New Year to you, and we're sorry. All right, and let's continue on with that theme with Walt DeMartini. He resides at the Gomez Hilton, a fine establishment that we patronized a few times in 2015, and look forward to repeating that process in 2016.
A fine establishment.
Very fine. Yes. They even have their own rum, their own brand of rum that they serve at the Gomez Hilton now. It's pretty impressive. Walt, how are you, buddy?
Doing good, buddy. You know what? Somehow that all that rum that we had, Captain Walt and Jimbo's rum from Barbados, it disappeared overnight. So
what?
We ordered restock. More cases will be coming to the Gomez Hilton right after the first of the year. I was hoping for Boxing Day, which is today, but yeah. They're saying got to reload after the first of the year.
Well, they don't serve it in boxes. They serve it in barrels. Maybe that was the issue. But yeah, you've already, you are joking. You haven't already gotten through a barrel of this stuff, right?
No. We went through a case of it immediately.
You're right. Okay. But you got more cases standing by.
They're in Miami. We got to get them up from Miami, though.
Oh, I see. Okay. So there was a barrel. You had a barrel of rum made, and there's still some left of the barrel, but it's not all at the Gomez Hilton at the moment, is what you're saying.
That's correct. It's
okay,
down in
right.
Miami. But we're going to get it up here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I have no doubt about that, but I was starting to get worried that, really, you drank that much rum? Wow. That would be even impressive for Walt DeMartini. So, I just want to make sure you're staying within certain amounts of reality there, Walt.
Which, well, I don't even know if we could do that even if Jerry the Diver Guy came in.
Well, true.
We could work out it.
Well, it'd be fun. It would be a fun challenge to document for posterity, for sure. But what have you been doing for the holidays, Walt? You been running around or what?
Yeah, just a lot of parties, mm-hmm. a lot of cookouts, a lot of barbecues, pigs. They cooked them up in the, I don't know, some kind of wooden box or something. That was kind of a really neat thing. I hadn't seen that before.
Okay.
And I don't know, Jerry, are you familiar with that? Do they do that up in North Carolina?
They cook a pig in a box?
A lot of times they'll put the coal in the bottom and heat it from the bottom up. It's really tasty.
This is weird. They put the coal in the top, on the top of the box, and the box looked to me like it was lined with some kind of metal or something.
Sounds like a pig pen. You sure they didn't just set the pig pen on fire or something? That just doesn't sound proper. I don't know.
I might have had too much of that rum.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Well, there are several different ways to do them.
Yeah. Well, have you had your boat out, though?
I heard you talking to Neil earlier. I hope we can get on that because next to my own favorite Mount Gay Barbados rum, my next favorite now is, of course, Havana Club 7. So
right.
Neil goes down there, we'll get on his tail and get some Havana Club 7 back up here.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you like the Havana Club 7, which is 7-year rum, right? Aged rum?
That's correct. 7 years.
And Walt would run over to the Bahamas quite a bit just so he could pick up some of that stuff and enjoy that for a few days and then head back home. But I don't know. Have you been to Cuba, Walt? Have you ever, have any of your travels taken you over to that island before or no?
I was in Cuba about 1 month before Castro took over. Hmm. So I guess I was about 16 at the time.
Yeah.
And we were staying at the Havana Hilton Hotel. We were there on a 14-day vacation with my family. And Castro put a bomb in the newspaper stand down there downstairs. And my dad came home and said, "That's it. We're pack up. We're leaving. We're going to the airport." And I said, "Hey, we're only here for 7 days. We got another 3 days." He said, "No, we're out of here. We're gone." Jumped on an airplane, came back to the U.S., and then about less than 2 weeks later, Fidel did the full invasion and took over down there. So I was in there just at the end of the Batista regime.
I gotcha. Well, what do you remember from the island? I mean, from what I've been told, it hadn't changed much. I mean, because they were locked in time there for. I mean, now it's starting to open up, and that's probably going to change pretty quick. But you still have cars that are from the 1950s driving down the streets and stuff because they can't get newer stuff. Is that what you hear, too, or no?
Yes, that's exactly what I hear. They have that one main road that goes all around the island, or not around Havana itself. And I can't remember the name of the wall right now, but on one end of the wall, it starts off pretty high, about 6 or 8 feet tall. And then as the wall progresses down, it gets lower and lower and lower. And it's a very interesting assortment of women along the wall.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. I've heard about this wall, too, I think, actually. But, I mean, what about walls of diving? Were you diving back then in the day? Or Or was that before
no,
you started getting
I wish
into
I
that?
Would have been, but no, yeah. I wasn't. But I've heard the same thing that diving, like Neil said, was just it's just spectacular. I know that Jacques Cousteau, was real good friends with
Fidel. Yeah.
And he went over there quite a bit. And I think he was the one that kind of set Fidel on, hey, you need to protect your resources. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was that other great freediver that I know you know him.
Pepin.
Pepin. He was out of Cuba, too. So I think somebody told me that the reason he got to be such a great freediver was that he was hungry and the Cubans had eaten all the fish and the conch off the shallow reef, so he had to start diving deeper and deeper, and that's how he could get his conch and fish to eat.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense, definitely. That would have a tendency to make sense. I could understand that happening and being the case. But yeah, I've heard all these stories before, so it'd be interesting to go experience them firsthand for sure. But we got the dry martini, too, as well. You planning any excursions over the Bahamas, or would you even ever consider taking that boat down to Cuba, or is that just too far from South Florida?
No, I think we could do the 90 miles, go down to Key West, spend a night in Key West or something, or a marathon, and then do a straight shot down to... I can't remember the name of the Hemingway Marina is the big place everybody goes to down there.
All right, so that's kind of on your list as well, then, huh?
That's somewhere on the list there.
Somewhere, maybe not necessarily the top rung, but it's on there for Mr. Walt DeMartini. All right, well, maybe we'll hop on board for that in a little excursion as well. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Jerry, the Diver Guy, with me via the web. Also on the phone, we have Mr. Walt DeMartini. And Walt, do you got any plans for New Year's diving-wise? Are you going to take the boat out and do anything special? Or
you know what?
What?
I don't really know. I picked the boat up today. Just bought it back from the marina. Everything's all checked out. It's running great. All the electronics are working. It's just all ready to go, so I haven't put anything together yet.
Okay. Well, what about for 2016? Are you got any big trips planned? You know, we've been talking about going to Cuba. We got a little trip with Jerry the Diver Guy in February, which maybe you can hop on board that little adventure with us right after the Miami International Boat Show. And then we have the Maldives in August, but I don't know. What you don't have any plans to just run over to Bimini, or are you just going to hang out at the Gomez Hilton there in South Florida for a while? Or are you just going with the flow?
Nothing right now to Bimini. I'm looking at February 18th to maybe run down to Jaco in Costa Rica, and
really?
Spend about 4 days down there in Jaco. I don't know if we'll be diving or not down there. But that's the Pacific side. That's a possibility. Jimbo, Alex, a whole bunch of friends of mine, they're all going down there.
Really? Now, when you go to a place like that, is that a diving area, too? Is that where, you know, like they filmed Jurassic Park and stuff like that? Isn't that where some of that was? Or no?
Yeah, they've got a great diving area. I was up on the very north end of Costa Rica. And I was not in the water, but I was on the boat. We were fishing. And there, all of a sudden, about four or five whales came swimming by. It wasn't quite like what you and I did off the Silver Bank, but it was really interesting. And they were the humpbacks, the same ones that that you and I saw.
Yeah.
They were singing that same song they were.
Well, I've heard it sounds kind of... I'm a whale. See, it was just kind of like that, right?
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, that was lame. But look, it was the last show of the year. What do you want? All right, the famous Walt DeMartini. More with Jerry the Diver Guy. And we're being threatened by being joined by Jerry Beatty from Dive Training as well. Stick around.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It only happens once a year, New Year's Eve.
Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
Well, it does if you're diving. You know, a lot of people, I'm honestly surprised Pete from Scuba Board didn't say he was planning a New Year's Day dive. He usually does that or does a Christmas Day dive. You know, I'm not so much into that kind of thing. You know, when holidays come around, I usually just, you know, play holiday stuff or do holiday things, I guess. But a lot of diver friends, they'll sit there and, you know, they got to do a dive straight up at midnight on New Year's Day, you know, and say it was the first dive of the year, 12:01 kind of thing. I know that'll be going on all across the country here this week. And I don't know, I'd be interested to hear about your little adventures. What makes that special? Well, I did participate in one of these many years ago over at Weekiwachi Springs, and they probably still do this maybe. As far at midnight, they do an underwater ball drop with one of the Weekiwachi mermaids. Maybe they still do this, but I haven't heard about that lately. But that would be something kind of unique. If you do anything like that, please let us know here at Scuba Radio and email us through the website or just leave a little voicemail right there where it says get on the air at scubaradio.com. Click on the tab and you can basically file an audio report that we may play back on the show. All right, Jerry the Diver Guy is on the line with me. And I don't know, Jerry, you doing anything special for New Year's Day or no? Diving-wise,
no.
There's no diving available to you whatsoever up there, is there, in the mountains of Virginia?
I'll probably be hungover.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, that would make sense. Why you should not dive. But, but this time of year, I mean, it's been unseasonably warm for the Christmas week. So, I mean, does that apply to you where you are in Virginia as well, or is it kind of chilly and snow-covered up there?
No, it's actually almost 70 degrees today.
Wow.
I think the last time I looked at 68 or 69.
So where are you diving when you can dive up there? I mean, is there like a lake or something that you do some checkout stuff in, or do you just have a local pool that you do some training in, or what?
There is a couple local lakes that we dive, and then we have the New River, which is one of the oldest rivers in North America.
Oh, well, that's the big whitewater rafting place, right?
Well,
in a certain area.
It runs into that. It feeds it. Where we dive, it feeds that river.
Okay. And if, from what I remember, because I have not dived in the New River, but I've definitely rafted it, and it was extremely cold water. So
it does get cold, but the parts we're in, the southern part of that, it is warm.
Really?
It gets real warm.
Okay. I don't know, is that what you were telling me before? Is that where they do the shark teeth stuff too? They have some shark teeth up there or no?
No.
They don't.
The shark teeth one that we do is off the coast of North Carolina.
Okay.
It's above Moorhead.
Got it. All right. So you're doing ocean shark teeth. But they got what's the name of that river where they do the shark teeth? The Megalodon.
The Cooper River?
Yeah. Yeah. Where is that?
That's in South Carolina.
Okay. All right. You ever go down there or is that too far of a drive for you?
It's been a long time since I've been in the Cooper River, but it usually takes me about 5 to 6 hours to get down to the Cooper River.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. So your plan is to just kind of hunker down through the holidays. Keep warm with a little, you know, snort of spring water and then head down to the Keys in February.
That's correct.
Yeah. So once again, February 17th, we're going to do a little 4-night adventure with Jerry the Diver Guy as your dive guide for mountain divers and go dive with our friends at Ocean Divers. And all you have to do is email Jerry@mtndivers.com. And sign up for it. It's a real good price, too, by the way. So you get your accommodations, your diving, and it's all going to be right together. So you can just drive right up there to Key or down to Key Largo from wherever you are in the country or fly in if you want, either way. But once you get to the location there in Key Largo at the marina, you park your car and you won't have to drive anywhere at all because we got the restaurant, we got the accommodations, the dive boats, everything is right there together. It'll be a nice little package. Diver's Direct is right next door as well. So if you need any gear or whatever, you can just walk across the street and pick up some stuff and walk right out onto the dive boat, right?
It's right around the corner from where we're going to be.
Exactly. So it'll be very convenient. And then, of course, you'll be able to hang with Jerry the Diver Guy and maybe some of the Scuba Radio crew as well. That does sound like just a good time, just a fun time to hang out. And that's really what it's all about, right, Jerry?
That's what we're here for the fun.
Now, what about some of your friends up there in Virginia? You going to bring some locals down there and or from up there and say, hey, let's go down to the Keys and play, or do you know yet?
Well, we're talking about it. There's a couple guys that helped me. They're interested in it. So, you know, if they come, that's 18 spots left.
Well, exactly. But what about you? You got your reality TV friends. I mean, I know you're aspiring to be on Survivor, but who's it? Christy and what's her face? What is it again?
Misty and Christy.
Misty and Christy have their own TV show, right?
Yes, they do.
And what's it called again?
Misty and Christy, I think is what
it
is.
Oh, well, okay. That makes sense. But it's, you know, it's not like mainstream reality TV show, but it's out there and it's online and you can check them out. And basically there are some folks that, live around you that travel around and do some crazy things. And it's kind of like a Duck Dynasty type of deal, right? Similar type of kind of deal.
The beards. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. The beards of Virginia. I don't know. It's something. Crazy, wacky, and they seem like fun ladies, and maybe we can get them down there for this, and they could join us for a little diving adventure. This would be the way to get them into the water and experience what being a diver's are really, you know, what it's all about. You think?
Well, this show has absolutely kept them so busy, and that's one reason I haven't got them in the water yet. But they're wanting to go.
Well,
and they're wanting to go on these adventures with us. So
yeah, did you tell them that you had submitted a video for Survivor, by the way, or do they know?
No, I haven't told them yet.
So the only people you've told is us here at Scuba Radio.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay. But I mean, you'd think they might know somebody since they have their only reality TV show already. You think?
Well, when they get back, I'm going to talk to them and see what they can do.
Put in a word. Yeah, that kind of thing. Exactly.
You know, Greg, since you're a big movie star now, all your Sharknado people, all your contacts at Sharknado should know Mark Burnett or Jeff or one of those guys.
Well, I'm sure Mark Burnett knows of those folks and purposely has them on call block. You hear what I'm saying? The Sharknado? Oh, my God, no. So you got to be careful who you associate with.
I'm on
you
the
know?
Phone.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't know. We got a few people we'll call. And I don't know how they're going to work their casting for the next season. They've already shot the next episode of Survivor, by the way. You do know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, it has been shot. Yes.
Yeah, it's already
I
in the
camp. I think it comes out in February.
Yeah, basically, the shooting schedule for Survivor, from what I've been told over the years, is they shoot two seasons back-to-back.
Yep.
And so they'll go to one location and then they'll bounce over to an island next door or whatever, and then they'll shoot the second season. So they'll shoot two full seasons of the show or 2 years of the show, you know, like in a, you know, 3 month period. And then it'll take 2 years for those shows to come out. So it's probably going to be another year or so before they shoot. But they'll be shooting. They'll need, you know, they'll need a cast for two full shows. So the numbers are good for you, I would think. That it just increases your odds. And as far as the schedule to audition to be on Survivor, you were telling me that's going on right now. Am I right?
That is correct. It's going on right now.
And it goes through what, when? Do you know? Have you already looked at all that stuff on the website and everything? And
I haven't looked lately, but I think the last, the closest action thing that was close to me was, I think it's done past. I think it was at December 15th.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's more of them that's around that's still open.
Right.
The open casting call.
But you've submitted your video that we helped you edit. And they look at that, but could you actually go to one of their open casting calls too? I would imagine you could, couldn't you?
I think you can.
Well, see, if you do this, you dress up in full scuba gear and show up at an audition, I think you would maybe turn a head or two. That might help, Jerry. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, that or I'd turn the security guards one.
Well, it would, you know, yeah, it might do both. But that could be a good thing. You know, like, hey, this guy gets arrested trying to get on Survivor. They may be into that. You never know. You think?
They could.
You know, they should.
But I wouldn't be able to go. I'd still be in jail.
Well, it could. Maybe they'll just want to film your process in jail and turn it into the Jerry the Diver Guy reality TV show.
What's a possibility?
Yeah, it could happen. You know, when when they cast for these reality shows, they'll usually do a lot of crossover. I know for a fact that some people I knew from a few years ago were being considered for Survivor, but ended up getting casted for The Amazing Race. So, you know, sometimes they'll find somebody and they'll think, you auditioned for this, but you know what? We want to put you on this one. You know, and that kind of thing. So, you know, there we could open up a whole thing for you. Can of worms probably is what it is. But.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? We'll drink a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. Celebrate accordingly. Go diving on New Year's Day and tell us all about it. All right. We've been making plans for 2016, looking ahead, reflecting on a very positive and very successful 2015. But this guy that I got on the phone right now, I think, you know, we did some great stuff last year, but we're going to have a great time this year for sure, because we're heading to Maldives together. And I'm talking about Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, who's on Scuba Radio right now via the phone. Jerry, how are you, buddy? And Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Hope your holidays have been fantastic, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. Back at you, my friend. So, but yeah, Maldives, August 13th, 2016. We are going to be living large for your birthday, my friend. It'll be a milestone event, will it not?
Definitely. In fact, it's got me a little worried. I've been sitting around listening to scubaradio.com, where you have a few hours of the broadcast you did in Turks and Caicos last year with our editor, Catherine Castle.
Yes. And she's still recovering.
Absolutely. And I know it's my duty to raise the bar.
Aha. Do you got a plan? I don't know.
Well, that's what I got. It's not even January yet. We're going in August. I got 8 months, 7.5 months to figure out how this is going to be the all-time trip of the century.
Well, the thing is, it's going to be your birthday that week. So that in itself is going to be a treat for sure. But, you know, Jerry, is just a unique individual, just a great guy, knows everybody in the dive industry. Many times is confused for Jean-Michel Cousteau. They kind of share the same look a little bit here and there, but he has a good sense of humor about it, but just is a great guy and has so many stories, just like Catherine. I don't know if it's fair to use Catherine as a benchmark or a bar that you have to get over, because you might be setting an unattainable goal there, Jerry. I don't know if you ought to look at it like that. These are all new and different experiences. You hear what I'm saying? You got to look at it that way.
Okay. I need to write that down. Would you text that to me, Greg?
I could rely on that
at any given time.
No, it'll be a good time. And it'll be your birthday. I mean, everybody's going to be celebrating just being in the Maldives, but then on top of that, it'll be Jerry's birthday that week, and we'll all celebrate together and just have, you know, share some of our fish tales with friends. It's all about sharing the fun of diving and that social aspect of it. And you've never been to that part of the world either, so you'll be just like every other diver on the planet that is going to explore something new, correct?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And if any of your listeners are actually thinking about maybe joining us, they need to look into it now. Greg, I don't think there's a lot of spots left on that boat.
Yeah, this one's going to go pretty quick. And, it takes a little bit more of a commitment, especially if you're in the United States and you want to fly to the Maldives. You literally have to go halfway around the world. But you ought to do it. This will be my third trip to the area, and that's how much I like it. Matter of fact, I spent my 50th birthday there in the Maldives, so if that tells you how much I value the level of diving and just the experience, that says a lot in itself as well. So, yeah, we have a lot of folks that were actually on the Turks and Caicos trip with us in 2015 who've already booked the Maldives trip because they had so much fun on our last one. They said, where are you going? We want to go. And as soon as we announced it a couple weeks ago, they booked it. So there are just a few spots left. So if you're flirting with the idea, or you got a little extra Christmas cash hanging around after the holidays, now's the time to pull the trigger and call up Explore Ventures at 1-800-322-3577 and tell them you want to join us in the Maldives on the new Carpi Nova live aboard boat that actually launches in March of 2016 and will be well over any kind of potential shakedown cruise issues or anything like that by the time we're getting on board in August, which, they won't even have those. They'll have it down to a fine oiled machine operating top notch, actually, when it launches in March, I'm sure of it. Just knowing how they operate over in the Maldives, the crew over there is really top notch, and the vessel is just spectacular. Now, Jerry and I, behind the scenes, have been talking about doing a little side trip, on the way. I spoke about this a few weeks ago when we first announced it, that I was looking at some airfares going through Germany and Singapore and that kind of thing. But we've kind of zeroed in on one potential avenue that would take us through like L.A. or New York to Hong Kong and have a layover in Hong Kong. You've never been to that part of the world either, right, Jerry?
Well, I've been to that part of the world. I've been all around it, but I have not been to Hong Kong. And I understand there's some great opportunities there.
Yeah, well, we could do some diving there, just sightseeing. But when you're doing a trip like this, that's the beautiful thing about booking a trip in the Maldives. Once again, if you're coming from the States, you're going to have a long flight anywhere you're going from, and you might as well enjoy the journey as well as the destination. And this type of trip really lends itself to do something like that, because you could do a route through Dubai, Doha, London, Hong Kong, Singapore. These are all stops on a lot of the major carriers that you would take to get over to the Maldives and really make this a really cool trip. Maybe make it a 2-week excursion where you're a week on the boat and do some layovers in some of these other cities that you may or may not have had the opportunity to visit in the past, and make it just an adventure. And that's what it's all about, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. And I was quite amazed that the airfare is what we're seeing, because I quite frankly expected it to be 30% higher than what we're finding right now. It may change, but when you can do a trip like that and you can do it for under $2,000, you're getting a pretty good airfare. But when you can do it for just over $15,000, you're getting great airfare.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. That's August 13th, 2016, Maldives with our friends at Explore Adventures. That's the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. All the details at scubaradio.com. And that'll do it for this year. And we will be back next year. And we apologize in advance, as always. But make sure you join us. Until then, remember, it's always better down where it's wet.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.